Hello and welcome to episode 37 of the English Language Test Preparation Radio Podcast. The following is a compilation of the best two TOEIC speaking and writing lessons so far of the podcast. Time has come for a vacation break. In that time, I also plan to create more and exciting content to help you be better prepared for the test. If you need private TOEIC or English lessons, check out my availability at bit.ly/2HRENC. And if you haven't, subscribe to my TOEFL email blog, which has a review of critical TOEIC and English skills, plus resources to help you be ready for that high test score that you seek and deserve on the TOEIC speaking and writing test. Simply visit bit.ly/TOEIC SW blog. Today, you have two TOEIC speaking and writing lessons. Number one, the number one mistake TOEIC SW candidates make. And number two, how to achieve a high score for TOEIC writing. Enjoy, and above all, good luck on the TOEIC speaking and writing test. I'm Professor Nguyen. Welcome to this episode so you can avoid this mistake which hurts your target TOEIC SW score: weak essay skills. There are two chief corrections you can make. One, build a stronger vocabulary. We look at three strategies. And number two, learn to write a solid introduction paragraph. You and I look at each of them starting right now. First, boost your word power. Writing is, unfortunately, a weak subject in many English classes around the world. I know that and make sure that when I help test candidates increase their score for the TOEIC exam, they write on a journal topic in every class. Now, you're facing the TOEIC SW exam. What do you do? Well, if you don't plan to take the exam in about 3 months, you have time to strengthen both your vocabulary and writing skills. That's right. You need the words to write in the language, right? The TOEIC SW exam requires you to write an essay with a minimum of 300 words in 30 minutes. Many candidates at first lack the vocabulary and writing skills, plus the essay writing skills for this task, and that hurts their score. Here are three ways to boost your word power. First, you need a solid, broad vocabulary in a short amount of time. Depending on the length of your preparation, the best way to strengthen your word power is to read. Read broadly. Read extensively. Read outside your comfort zone. Take 5 minutes a day, at a minimum, to enjoy English newspapers and magazines on topics outside of your area of expertise. While the best way, reading is the slowest to build your lexicon. Thankfully, there is a faster way. Second, for a quicker route to vocabulary, consider my own e-text, 303 vocabulary words you need, with 30 chapters of 10 terms drawn from an array of subject areas. Study these words and take the quizzes to test your learning. Simply visit bit.ly/303words to get your copy today and start building your word power for a higher score. It's much easier to build your vocabulary with these thematic lists, that is, these topics, these words that are divided up by topics. Research shows that it's much easier to learn vocabulary that way because all the words are associated together. Third, Quizlet.com is a great website where you can create your own electronic index cards to study your new vocabulary terms. Ideally, you keep a vocabulary notebook and then set up an electronic index cards on Quizlet.com to study them. You can also take a quiz there as well. but you don't have to rely on your own cards. You can study cards that other people have created as well, which saves you time. Why not start with 80 free words to get you started from my own Quizlet.com list? Simply visit bit.ly/80Quizlet. Now you have three strategies to boost your lexicon. 1. Read widely. 2. Study a vocabulary text. And 3. Study electronic file cards at Quizlet.com. Let's turn to essay writing, and particularly the introduction paragraph. Before we get started, you may want to visit the website to download the transcript or the presentation to follow the examples in this section. Visit bit.ly/013. Remember, writing takes time. And if you need to write better for the exam, work with a professional TOEIC teacher like me, Professor Nguyen. Your TOEIC essay should be 5 paragraphs. You need an introduction, 3 body paragraphs, and a conclusion. Your introduction paragraph is very important because if you could write this paragraph, you can write your whole essay. It's the same thing I tell my own students. An essential part of the introduction paragraph is your first sentence, the thesis statement. For a successful essay, you need to write a strong thesis statement that answers the essay prompt. Don't make the same mistake many students do who just try to rewrite the essay prompt and waste words and time. You only have 30 minutes to write your whole essay. Instead, you want to start strong and solid. You want to answer the questions because why? The number one grading criteria for TOEIC writing is answering the question. So, don't write any introduction sentences. Don't try to paraphrase the prompt. Instead, answer the prompt. So here's a prompt, for example. Some say the government should charge a higher tax on electricity to save the environment. Do you agree or disagree? Here's a possible thesis statement. Taxes should not be raised on the use of electricity for 3 key reasons. Notice you don't mention the word government. You also say that there are 3 reasons. That means you will write about each in your subsequent body paragraphs. 3 reasons, 3 body paragraphs. However, you answered the question stating opposition to raising taxes, and you offer 3 reasons of support. Above all, make sure you write a thesis statement as the first sentence of your essay. Now, we mentioned support earlier. After the thesis statement in the introduction paragraph, you want to tell the reader your 3 reasons using signposts like first, second, and third. Signpost? Well, signposts point out your reasons to the reader, and it makes it easier for the TOEIC grader to follow your story. For example, here are 3 sentences of support using signposting. First, poor people cannot afford the tax. Second, there is no guarantee that a higher tax lowers the use of electrical appliances. Third, taxes for using electrical power are already high, and the environment has not been protected, supposedly. After your 3 sentences of support, you need to end your introduction paragraph with a transition sentence. That is, a sentence that will introduce the next paragraph. For example, for a transition sentence, those 3 aspects are evaluated below. There you have your introduction paragraph. In short, you need a thesis statement that answers the essay prompt, 3 reasons for supporting your answer, and a transition sentence to introduce body paragraph 1. Now, let's look at your whole introduction paragraph. Taxes should not be raised on the use of electricity for three key reasons. First, poor people cannot afford the tax. Second, there is no guarantee that a higher tax lowers the use of electrical appliances. Third, taxes for using electrical power are already high and the environment has not been protected, supposedly. Those three aspects are evaluated below. Congrats! Now you have an introduction paragraph to your essay. Finally, writing is doing. You need to practice and best with a native English instructor like me, Professor Nguyen. As mentioned in the previous episode, available at bit.ly/ELTPR011, know your English strengths and weaknesses and how to improve them before the big test day. Don't let your weak writing skills lower your TOEIC speaking and writing exam score. If you want, let me evaluate your English essay writing skills to make sure you're ready for a high score on the TOEIC speaking and writing test. Simply visit bit.ly/EnglishEssay100 to schedule your time today. Thanks for being with me today to improve your vocabulary and essay writing skills so you don't make the number one mistake on the TOEIC speaking and writing exam. Please visit bit.ly/ELTPR013 to get the transcript for this podcast for all the links that are mentioned and the presentation as well. Please tell your friends about this podcast so they can boost their exam scores as well. By the way, do you have an English or exam question you want me to answer? Drop me a note on the Facebook page at facebook.com/EnglishTestPrep. I'm Professor Nguyen. Good luck on the TOEIC speaking and writing exam. And now your second episode of For the TOEIC Speaking and Writing Exam. Many candidates fear the TOEIC speaking and writing test because these two skills of theirs are weak. Stop! I've got 5 tips that I give my own students on how to prepare for the tough TOEIC writing exam. In the meantime, if you need to improve your English and or TOEIC exam skills, reserve time with me to help you to reach your target score in the smallest amount of time. Simply visit bit.ly/2HRENC and book your English session with me. Don't risk a lower score when help is available. Now, let's turn to our review of these 5 tips to help you to maximize your score on the TOEIC writing test. Tip number 1, make sure your grammar is strong. In all 8 writing questions, from the picture description to the essay, TOEIC test graders are evaluating your use of English grammar. Of course, right? Though there are no direct grammar exercises like those that you suffered in your English classes, you can't reasonably expect to do well on a writing test without strong grammar skills. I have 3 resources to help you. First, visit the website eslgold.com/grammar. One thing I like about this website is that you can review your grammar at different English levels, whether it's intermediate or high. Just click the link and it gives you a whole menu of items to research. And the 2nd and 3rd are both my own resources. Second, there are 3 serious grammar mistakes that candidates commit on these English tests. Those are 1, subject-verb disagreement, 2, writing fragments, and 3, the articles, A and in thee. Don't worry, I discuss each of these in my video, Three Serious English Grammar Errors, that you can view on YouTube at bit.ly/3SGRAM. Third, I wrote a grammar e-text, 27 Keys to Better Grammar, so that you can review your weakest grammar points. Check it out at bit.ly/ELTP27GRAM. Above all, strengthen your grammar skills so you can write well on the big test day. Tip number two, increase your word power. Like I tell my own students, one of the best moves you can do right now is to boost your chances of scoring a higher target score by boosting your vocabulary. Increase your confidence too. Know how to say what you want to say when you have the right words. However, increasing your vocabulary is not in a 1 or 2 week affair. You need to constantly watch for ways to build your word power. I'm still increasing my English vocabulary. There are two ways to increase your lexicon. First, read widely. Read outside your comfort zone. And one place is the U.S.-based newspaper, which is free, usatoday.com. Second, while reading is the best way to build your word power, it is also the slowest. And when you're studying for a high target score, you don't always have a lot of time. So I suggest another ebook I've written, 303 Words You Need. Yes, a simple title, but 30 chapters of words and definitions, plus example sentences, so you know how to use the words instantly. Check out my e-text at bit.ly/ph303vocab and get started today on your path to a higher target score and greater confidence. Tip number three, organization. For the TOEIC writing exam, questions 6, 7, and 8 are where good organization is required. In questions 6 and 7, you need to respond to an email. And in question 8, you have to write the dreaded TOEIC essay in 30 minutes. Now, unfortunately, I know writing skills are not always a strong part of candidates' TOEIC preparation. I know that in too many English classes, teachers don't focus on writing, but now you need a high score on the TOEIC exam for a promotion at the office or a scholarship. While it is possible to increase your writing skills during the TOEIC study time, it takes dedication and discipline. It is best to work with a skilled English instructor who can help you with your specific weaknesses. On the TOEIC exam, organization means you can write a paragraph or paragraphs, the basic way to organize a compelling piece of writing. Here are three important tips about writing the best paragraph. Number one, start with a topic sentence. Tell your reader immediately and directly what your paragraph is all about. Ignore advice about writing an introduction sentence in a hook or whatever that you find on the web in too many places. Instead, answer the writing prompts quickly because you don't have a lot of time on the test. Number two, be sure to connect your ideas. Use connectors like therefore, thus, or in conclusion. It is very important to connect your ideas within your paragraphs. This shows TOEIC graders that you can logically sequence your ideas in English, and that improves your score. Number three, be sure to answer all parts of the question. You can easily drop your score if you forget to write about all parts of the test question. And here's one more thing. Be sure to paraphrase the key words in the writing prompt. Don't paraphrase the writing prompt. answer the prompt in your own words. Yes, that's another reason to have a strong vocabulary. Do you struggle with English writing? Let me help you. Simply visit bit.ly/2HRENC and book your English session with me. Don't risk a lower score when help is available. Tip number 4, give reasons and examples in your essay. Remember, a paragraph is 4 to 6 sentences. Where do you find all of those sentences? Well, the first sentence is your topic sentence, the main idea. The second sentence needs to be your first supportive idea. Your whole paragraph is supposed to support your thesis statement, you know, your main answer to the writing prompt. While I find that candidates do write supporting sentences, they don't include examples. Examples help illustrate your ideas. These sentences help the reader to visualize what you're talking about. In sum, a basic formula for writing on the TOEIC and for the TOEFL and IELTS exams is reasons plus examples. Always pair examples with your reasons to not only give you more sentences, but to support your ideas. And finally, tip number 5, proofreading. Wow, if there is one part of writing that candidates often forget, it is revision of their work. Stop. Few writers accept their first draft as the final draft. And you know what? So should you. Instead, read over your paper to make sure the grammar is good, the vocabulary is adequate, punctuation is perfect, and yes, you have answered all parts of the writing prompt. As you can see, writing is complicated, and too many candidates fear the writing exam for the TOEFL, TOEIC, or IELTS test. However, if you decide to improve your vocabulary, grammar, and writing skills during your test prep, you'll be surprised how high your target score can soar. So, like vocabulary, writing cannot be quote-unquote solved overnight. It takes time. So, if you're planning to sit the TOEIC exam soon, don't delay in starting to improve your writing skills. Congratulations! Now you have these 5 tips to get you started. Now let's answer the pop quiz. Do you know the answer? Here's the question again. Choose the correct phrase to complete the sentence. My country is large. Blank. Iceland is quite small. A. In the same way, Iceland is quite small. B. By similar means, Iceland is quite small. Or C. By way of contrast, Iceland is quite small. Well, we're looking for a contrast here, right? A large country at the beginning of the first sentence, a small country, Iceland, in the second. Thus, C is correct because by way of contrast expresses the opposite. Did you get it correct? Leave me a message on my Facebook page and let me know. Visit facebook.com/EnglishTestPrep. Now, let's recap what you've learned today of these 5 tips to help you score higher on the TOEIC writing test. Number 1, make sure your grammar is strong. Number 2, increase your word power. Number 3, organization. Number 4, give reasons and examples. And number 5, proofreading. Thanks for being with me today to increase your target score for the TOEIC writing test. Remember, some of the tips require you to take immediate action, so you have enough time to study for them. Please visit bit.ly/ELTPR025 to get the transcript for this podcast and all of the links mentioned, plus the presentation. Please tell your friends about the podcast so they can boost their exam scores as well. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any of these valuable episodes. Simply go to bit.ly/ELTPR. I'm Professor Nguyen, and good luck on the TOEIC exam.